DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, lower 80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, mid-50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, 80. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the mid-50s. As we head into Wednesday and Thursday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 72.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Atrazine is a widely used herbicide that farmers can apply before and after planting to control broadleaf and grassy weeds, primarily used on corn and sorghum, a lesser extent on some lawns and golf courses. Well, the EPA has released the interim registration review decision for atrazine as well as propazine and simazine. With this rule, EPA finalized mitigation measures to protect human health, mitigate potential ecological risks, and provide farmers with the valuable tools they can rely on to control weeds in their crops. Andrew Wheeler, the EPA administrator, said the decision, another example of the administration taking action to support America's farmers, one of the strongest allies in the mission is to protect public health and the environment. At a roundtable discussion in Missouri on Friday, he said the benefits of atrazine in agriculture are high, so these new protections give the nation's farmers more clarity and certainty concerning proper use. EPA did a thorough review of the best available science and careful consideration, scientific peer review, and public comments to determine which mitigation measures are warranted for three herbicides to properly address human health and ecological risk. From the Who Says You Can't Go Home Again file, after serving as the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture since 2017, the man who led the American Soybean Association for over two decades is returning home, Steven Sinske, leaving USDA to return to the helm of the grower group as their CEO. Sinske officially joins the ASA on November 9th and resumes the post after the departure of Ryan Finley. Finley being credited with restructuring internally and then establishing an independent government office in Washington, D.C. of the American Soybean Association. Sinske says it's a privilege to return and represent the nation's soybean growers. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
September doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware start with the Milwaukee 18 half-inch high-torque impact wrench for $249.99. Just in time for fall projects. Everything will be in your reach with five different ladder choices, from a 2-foot aluminum step stool, 4 and 8-foot fiberglass step ladders, to a 17-foot aluminum step ladder, all on sale. Whistle or sing along while you work with two choices of PowerZone portable Bluetooth speakers. One is even waterproof. Shop while supplies last at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the fires out west in parts of the country are affecting many of the haze and fog in the state of Kansas, and many firefighters in the state of Kansas have gone out to the western part of the country to help fight some of those fires.
It's a natural disaster, and we can only do so much. I think that's what's kind of frustrating, is we're out here trying to make a difference and do what we can. However, with call it a PL level of 5, which is a national preparedness level, and all resources currently are on fire, and we're even having to use the National Guard right now and various other departments that don't typically fight fire.
That was a native from Hutchinson, Riley Dreher, on KSN News, as he's part of the Bonneville Hotshots, who specialize in fighting wildland fires. In other news, a man escaped a potentially very serious injury after a crash in Allen County early Sunday morning. Cake News reports that Allen County Sheriff's deputies arrived, finding a car flipped upside down. The driver said he had spotted a deer, tried to avoid it, and lost control when the vehicle spun out. Mid-America Network News.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
When you need reliable ag replacement parts, who do you turn to? Who do you trust? Abilene Machine is a family-owned company who's proudly served farmers for 40 years. In addition to new, used, and remanufactured parts for combines and tractors, they also have parts for headers, planters and drills, skid steers, cotton harvesting equipment, and more. For ag parts built to last and shipped fast, think Abilene Machine. Shop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, online at AbileneMachine.com.
Crews are beginning to fix a dangerous stretch of the Candace River where three people have drowned since 2007. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the two-year, $5.7 million project starts today and aims to make a river in Topeka safer. Friends of the CAW Executive Director Don Bueller says the problem is that calmer, slow-moving water suddenly speeds up around the weir, creating a dangerous washing machine effect. Kelly Ryan, levee engineer in Topeka Utilities Department, said construction will be done in two phases. The construction is expected to be completed by this winter, and once complete, kayakers should be able to pass by the weir without having to leave the water. In other news, a former top executive at the Kansas Board of Regents and longtime University of Kansas administrator and professor has died. Reggie Robinson, who was the current president of the Kansas Health Foundation, died Saturday at the age of 63. Robinson served as president and CEO of the governing body of Kansas's public colleges and universities. After that, he led Washburn University's Center for Law.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. More than 40% of the deaths linked to the coronavirus in Nebraska have been at nursing homes. A total of 185 deaths linked to the virus have been reported at nursing homes in the state, which are reporting 442 deaths overall. The Omaha World-Herald reports that a federal database shows that 31 nursing homes in the state have reported deaths linked to the virus. State officials have refused to name individual nursing homes. Six more corrections employees have tested positive for coronavirus as the number of cases in the state prison system continues to grow. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said three employees at Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln and three employees at the State Diagnostic and Evaluation Center tested positive for COVID-19. A total of 127 state prison workers have now tested positive for the virus. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Monday Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Earn your great deal during the Midwest Kia Back to School Sales Event. And Midwest Kia's offers are earning at A+. Like up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. A+. Or get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on new 2020 Kias. A+. And during Midwest Kia's Back to School Sales Event, we'll buy your car. It may never be worth more. Back to school means back to savings. $8,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 75 months. Earn your A+ during our Back to School Sales Event at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and group credit. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sporting Sorento and sold through KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento LX. Stock number K8696. 5,500 factory rebate. 2,500 dealer discount. Expires September 30th, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. A $2,500 contribution was approved to the County Fair Board for updates to Floral Hall. They discussed the Special Parks and Recreation Fund, which receives approximately $3,000 annually. The board discussed allotting existing funds with each commissioner's district, receiving one-third toward park improvements. No decision was made at this time on those existing dollars. After much discussion, a motion passed 2-1 to give $10,000 to the Bark Park project proposed in Marysville toward fencing out of the Special Parks and Recreation Fund. The motion passed 2-1 with Commissioner Holly voting no, indicating that he was in favor of a $5,000 contribution level matching the city of Marysville's. The city and county funding, along with private donations, amounts now to some $28,000, which would fund over half of the anticipated costs involved in completion. The board set a deadline of September 24th for any further applications to be submitted for the federal coronavirus grant money. Currently, $36,000 has been approved and distributed, which leaves a total of $96,000 available to qualified applicants. There are currently two active applicants. Washington and Nemaha County Commissioners' meetings last week consisted of mostly routine business. Pawnee County Commissioners approved the 2021 budget at their last meeting, reflecting a nearly 3% increase to 25.985 mills, which will generate some $2 million. The county valuation showed an $18.5 million increase. An agreement between Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and the Holton and Sabetha Hospitals will allow a team of 2 to 3 general surgeons on rotation to serve the facilities through Rural Partners in Medicine beginning later this month. The collaborative effort allows expanded services without undue financial risk. Homecoming was Friday at Axtell High School. The Eagles defeated Rock Hills. Haley Schmitz was crowned queen and Mitchell Bussing king during homecoming festivities. The Wetmore School, which stepped back to remote learning last Thursday and Friday after several positive COVID-19 tests, will return to in-person classes for pre-K through 8th grade this week, while the high school at Wetmore will remain on remote status only through the remainder of the week. 2 students and an adult employee came back positive last week. Janice Cohorst with the Wymore Blue Springs Area Fund was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. That group recently generated $25,000 in public contributions during the annual Big Give Gage County Donation Day and was tops among over 50 causes in number of gifts with 134.
It is a group of people that got together back in 2015 that felt like we wanted to try and make some positive changes to our Southeast Gage communities. And we just want to get to be a place where people want to live and raise their families and enjoy good life here in Southeast Nebraska.
Cohorst commented on the efforts of the volunteer group.
More people, I believe, seeing some improvements. You know, I think they're hopefully believing in us and ready to support us more. So, yes, we were overjoyed. Words cannot describe how we were just ecstatic that we done so well.
Mildred A. Berger, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Mildred Berger.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
When you have a debit card, you can pay as you go and not build up debt on costly credit card balances. Our debit cards are convenient, easy to use, and accepted at merchants everywhere. Each month, we supply an accurate, easy-to-read statement of all your debit transactions, freeing up your quality time for your family. Debit cards, better than plastic and easy to use. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Constitution Week commemorates the signing of the Constitution of the United States, which was written before political parties were a player in American politics. When John Adams was chosen for president in the 1796 election, the second-place candidate, Thomas Jefferson, became vice president. But Adams was a Federalist and Jefferson a Democratic Republican. The result was the 12th Amendment, approved in Congress December 9, 1803, ratified June 15, 1804, in time for the new process to be in place for the 1804 election. With the 12th Amendment, electors are directed to vote for a president and for a vice president, rather than for 2 choices for president. This reminder during Constitution Week from the Arthur Barrett chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low-pressure system of frontal boundary across parts of the central and upper parts of the Midwest. But otherwise, across the central and east central parts of the United States, we have a high-pressure system overhead. And it looks like we're going to see dry weather across the area with temperatures anywhere in the upper 70s and into the lower 80s. It looks like we'll continue to see dry weather all the way through the end of the week. And we'll see temperatures, like I said, anywhere in the 70s and into the lower 80s. So across the area, sunny skies, lower 80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, mid-50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies around 80. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the mid-50s. As we head into Wednesday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 70s. Wednesday night, mostly clear at 53 degrees. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
The seasons are changing, so why not change up the look of your home? New fall items have arrived at Reflections Hallmark. Shop flags, signs large and small, candles, table settings, and of course, your Kansas City Chiefs decor. From rustic to whimsical, find it all in downtown Marysville at Reflections Hallmark. More than just your favorite Hallmark store. Pre-order your keepsake ornaments now.
Average high temperature late September 78, recent record high 97 in 2017. The average low 54, recent record low 35 in 1999. Sunset this evening 7:24, sunrise in the morning 7:13.
Do you know how cold your freezer is? It's something you should know before putting away food for the winter. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 21st, the 265th day of the year. Actor Bill Murray and writer Stephen King share a birthday, and it's the final day of the summer of 2020. Freezing some of your garden bounty for the months ahead? Here are some facts to consider when balancing freezer temperature with food longevity. Most experts have adopted 0 degrees Fahrenheit as a recommended minimum standard for most frozen foods. And that standard is especially important when it comes to fruits and vegetables, which are extremely sensitive to nutrient loss. They will lose vitamin content significantly faster at just a few degrees above zero and warmer. When prepared and stored properly, fruits and vegetables will generally keep for 8 to 12 months. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. Harrison Butker kicked a 58-yard field goal with a minute 55 remaining in overtime, and the Kansas City Chiefs survived a superlative first start by rookie Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert to beat Los Angeles 23-20. Butker's game winner was his third field goal of the day and his second from 58 yards, which tied a Chiefs record for distance. He nailed a 30-yarder on the final play of regulation. In overtime, Butker sent the ball through the uprights from 53 yards, but KC was called for a false start. Then the Chargers called timeout, giving him a rehearsal kick from 58 that he also made before the one that counted. Patrick Mahomes finished 27 of 47 for 302 yards and two touchdowns. Again, the final last night, the Chiefs over the Chargers, 23-20. Chiefs back in action next Monday night as they'll take on the Ravens at 7:15. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Earn your great deal during the Midwest Kia Back-to-School Sales Event. And Midwest Kia's offers are earning at A+. Like up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. A+. Or get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on new 2020 Kias. A+. And during Midwest Kia's Back-to-School Sales Event, we'll buy your car. It may never be worth more. Back-to-school means back-to-savings. $8,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 75 months. Earn your A+ during our back-to-school sales event at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models, group credit, not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sports insurance or unsold. From KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento LX. Stock number K8696. 5,500 factory rebate. 2,500 dealer discount. Expires September 30th, 2020.
David Vogelbach belted a pair of homers and drove in all five runs as the Milwaukee Brewers defeated the Kansas City Royals 5-3 yesterday to sweep the three-game interleague matchup. Milwaukee closed out the regular season schedule at Miller Park in what was possibly the final home game in a Brewers uniform for Ryan Braun, the 2007 NL Rookie of the Year and 2011 MVP who spent his entire 14-year career with the franchise. Up next for the Royals, they'll begin a three-game series with the St. Louis Cardinals. That gets underway tonight. First pitch, 7:05 from the K. Bryson DeChambeau has won the U.S. Open, the first major championship for golf's long-hitting mad scientist. He shot 67 yesterday to finish at 6-under. Third-round leader Matthew Wolff shot 75 to finish second, six strokes back. DeChambeau is the third person in history to win an NCAA title, a U.S. amateur title, and the U.S. Open. The others are Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. Mid-America Network Sports.
Take a look at the Friday high school football scoreboard. Marysville falls at Rock Creek 36-12. Washington County falls to Canton Galva 48-0. Axtell rolls past Rock Hill 64-18. Centralia wins at Jackson Heights 30-12. Frankfort wins big at Onega 62-12. And Valley Heights cruises past Horton 60-8. Wamego beats Clay Center 34-21. Concordia falls at Beloit 36-7. Chapman blanks Abilene 46-0. Troy falls to Wabunsee 37-12. Clifton Clyde wins big at Wakefield 54-6. Donovan West beats Johnson Brock 44-22. Diller Odell rolls by Omaha Christian Academy 64-12. Lewiston loses in a barn burner to Heartland Luther 86-58. Beatrice defeated Elkhorn North 47-21. And Fairbury falls to Fillmore Central 32-14.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Asters provide a spot of color in the autumn garden and late season nectar for many beneficial insects. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Asters are a diverse group of plants, but can be lumped into three groups based on their native habitat and preferred growing conditions. Those native to meadows, prairies, marshes, and roadsides prefer full sun. Some require evenly moist soil, while others are a bit more drought tolerant. The second group are also sun-loving, but prefer cool nights and require rich, well-drained soils. The third group includes woodland asters that tolerate deep shade, but flower best in partial sun. These need moist, rich soil, but will tolerate dry conditions. Richard Hockey of the Chicago Botanic Garden did a comparative study of cultivated asters in 2013. He provides insight into the group of plants and information that can help you select the best asters for your garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
When people move, they often put some items up for sale and place others in the trash. Now imagine it is the president-elect of the United States who is moving. The story of what was in the trash and what was for sale is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible
veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA home loan benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Abraham Lincoln was elected president in November of 1860. Before his inauguration in March of 1861, Congress made proposals to keep the nation from splitting apart.
There was an amendment offered, which passed Congress, and this 13th Amendment would have protected slavery. It didn't get the necessary ratification of the states. It disappeared, and fortunately, its namesake was the amendment that forever ended slavery.
Tom Schwartz says Lincoln began selecting household items he wished to keep and put in local storage while they lived in the White House.
But they also start having these sessions where they go out in the backyard and they start burning papers and stuff they don't want. And many of the neighbors come along and they say, "Can I have some of this?"
His neighbors are responsible for some of the items in the Lincoln archives we have today.
A lot of important letters of Lincoln and speeches were saved as a result of these neighbors' curiosity of wanting to have an autograph.
Other items were too valuable to burn, so the Lincolns did what many Americans do.
They have a yard sale for the other stuff they don't want to sell. And again, only one person has the presence of mind to ask for a receipt, and then they relocate out to California, where the stuff is to this day.
By February 1st, 1861, seven states had seceded from the Union. 10 days later, Lincoln left Springfield by train en route to the White House. The story of his departure from this city is next time as we travel the countryside. In Springfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction of real estate, plus furniture and collectibles for the Cheney Long Trust Saturday, September 26th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1110 Otto in Marysville. Selling the usual round of tools, yard and garden items, rotting lawnmower, a 1982 Ford F-250 long bed extended cab pickup sells at noon. Furniture items include a small refrigerator, washer and electric dryer, three-piece ornate bedroom set, dining table with six chairs, kitchen and household items, a number of collectibles, including a horse-drawn side spring buggy, some games and toys, and miscellaneous. The real estate is a ranch-style three-bedroom, 1.5-bath home with a full unfinished basement, attached garage, and a pole shed that sits on approximately 1 acre. The real estate sells at 1 o'clock. This estate auction for the Cheney Long Trust, Saturday, September 26th, begins at 10 a.m. at 1110 Otto in Marysville. Olmsted & Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
There's no reason to work so hard raking leaves. Make the leaves work for you. Hi, I'm Jody Hinkey. Shred them up and use them in the lawn and garden as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live." Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live."
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Your fallen leaves or set them out on the curb, shred them up and add them to your soil and gardens. Leaves feed earthworms and beneficial organisms and lighten heavy soils.
David Robson is an extension horticulture educator at the University of Illinois. He says you can use a leaf shredder or a leaf vac. Another easy way to shred them is to run over them with the mower until they're in little pieces. You can then toss them onto the compost pile, but Robson likes to work in shredded leaves as a soil amendment.
Whether it's in your flower garden, vegetable garden, you're planting your tree, I add to my containers on my patio. If you just shred your leaves and let them fall between your grass, it's going to add organic matter to the soil for your turf. It's also going to add maybe some thatch there, but as long as your turf soil is healthy, over time that's going to break down and you're going to end up with some rich soils that'll be great for establishing and growing a good lawn.
Used as mulch, shredded leaves protect bulbs and perennials over the winter while building organic matter. Lay down thick layers of leaves between rows in your garden, and you'll have a walkway.
The problem with shredded leaves as a garden path is that sooner or later you get to the point where they break down too much, or they dry and they blow away. If you mix shredded leaves with, let's say, some shredded bark, shredded tree materials that are a little less likely to be windblown, a little bit bigger, I think you probably end up with a nicer type of path.
Be careful which leaves you use. Robson says it's best to avoid leaves from trees in the nut family, such as walnut or hickory. They may have toxins that are harmful to some plants. Learn more about what to do with your fall leaves at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
As always, Building Tech Incorporated is proud to support the education of our local students. And whether virtually or in person, here's to hoping it's a safe and wonderful year. Welcome back. From Building Tech Incorporated in Beatrice, we offer tough, affordable metal buildings that are built to last.
Still all my
as students are preparing to return back to school, whether in person or virtually, Beatrice Health and Rehab wants to say welcome back and have a great school year. From Beatrice Health and Rehab, just 3 blocks north of the Water Tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate quality care.
I'm sure you've heard the saying, honesty is the best policy. You know, that pretty much applies to everything in life, including money and finances. Hi, I'm Callie Bruce with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Did you know that honest discussions about money can actually lead to better financial health? A recent study found that students from homes where people spoke openly about finances were less likely to spend on impulse, and they had a lot less credit card debt. So how do you start an honest conversation about money? First, begin with the big picture. Talk to your spouse or your family about how you want to use the resources God has given you as a tool to live out a purposeful life. Then talk about your shared goals and your dreams. It can be helpful to find a financial professional who can help you create a strategy that reflects these honest conversations. They'll help you tie it all together. Whatever your goals, honesty is always the best policy. It will help you achieve financial clarity and a more grateful and meaningful life.
KNDY.
During this National Farm Safety and Health Week, Minnesota's Agriculture Commissioner reminds us to slow down and stay safe. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Accidents can happen when we cut corners to save time on the farm. Minnesota Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson.
When I was a young man, I think I worked 2 jobs, went to college, farmed almost full time. I was going 100 miles an hour all the time. And I think that's sometimes where accidents happen. And now as I get a little bit older, I notice I'm not quite as sharp as I used to be. And that's where we see accidents too. Keep in mind the average age of a farmer in Minnesota is 58 years old.
Peterson believes many farm injuries are preventable, but he acknowledges it can be a challenge when money is tight.
I've just known too many personally tough stories, you know, of people that have had a bad accident, that have lost their life. And when you think about it, it just shouldn't have happened. I see a common theme right now of farmers telling me they haven't been able to replace equipment for many years, that they're running on older equipment just because of the tough economy.
Peterson says Minnesota's legislature has supported farm safety and health initiatives. The state has funded a cost share program for rollover protection for tractors, free stress and mental health counseling for farmers, and a farm safety education campaign. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2020 Chevy Silverado pickups, 1500 models, an LTZ and an LTZ Z71 package. They're both four-door with four-wheel drive. The new 2020 Chevy Blazer all-wheel drive is in stock as well at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Hello and good Monday. Sam's back with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Hemp could become another feed alternative for cattle in the near future. A pair of studies at Kansas State University is bringing new insight to farmers and producers seeking to incorporate industrial hemp into cattle feed. Hans Kotzia is a K-State professor and head of the Anatomy and Physiology Department of the College of Veterinary Medicine. He says the studies are looking at hemp, much like the corn industry and ethanol.
Hemp is currently grown specifically for the
the value-added product of CBD oil. But once the oil has been extracted, the plant is left behind, similar with ethanol. And so we're interested in understanding whether that material that's left or remains after the oil is extracted could be used in animals as a feedstuff. And obviously cattle or ruminants would be the target species because they can utilize these fiber-rich or cellulose-rich plants much the way, same way as they do utilize the byproducts of ethanol.
Recently, the K-State research team received a $200,000 Agriculture and Food Research Initiative competitive grant from the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture to establish concentrations of cannabinoids in livestock after exposure to industrial hemp. Coetzee explains more about the process.
We'll then be collecting samples of liver and kidney and muscle and fat tissue that we'll then analyze with the same equipment that they use to test athletes to make sure that they're not taking performance-enhancing drugs. We use the same equipment to look at concentrations of CBD and other cannabinoids from the hemp plant in the animal tissues. And so that will be the final stage that we'll confirm that there is no risk or minimal risk to the consumer to eat or consume meat and milk from animals that have been fed hemp materials, plant materials.
Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Earn your great deal during the Midwest Kia Back to School Sales Event. And Midwest Kia's offers are earning at A+. Like up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. A+. Or get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on new 2020 Kias. A+. And during Midwest Kia's Back to School Sales Event, we'll buy your car. It may never be worth more. Back to school means back to savings. $8,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 75 months. Earn your A+ during our Back to School Sales Event at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and group credit. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sporting Sorento and sold through KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento LX. Stock number K8696. 5,500 factory rebate. 25-year dealer discount. Expires September 30th.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump's rule this year that replaced the Obama-era Waters of the U.S. rule, or WOTUS, won high marks from agriculture at a Senate Environment Committee hearing just weeks ahead of the November election. Ray Gasser farms in southwest Iowa and a past president of the American Soybean Association. He voiced agriculture's broad support for President Trump's navigable water protection rule. That while criticizing the Obama WOTUS rule replaced as Obama Vice President Joe Biden takes on the incumbent.
The 2015 WOTUS rule made every small wetland, ditch, or stream on my farm a regulatory landmine. The rule's broad definition expanded federal jurisdiction far beyond what was authorized by Congress, resulting in burdensome requirements, widespread uncertainty, and legal risk for farmers.
Well, President Trump ditched the rule last year, replaced it this year with what Gasser told the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee is a clearer, less burdensome one.
This rule brings certainty and predictability into focus, giving farmers like me and my son Chris the freedom to farm, all while achieving important regulatory oversight.
Now, New Mexico's water protection chief disagreed, as did the committee's top Democrat, Tom Carper.
This rule has created more uncertainty and higher costs for states, communities, and families, while putting the drinking water for over 100 million Americans at risk.
Well, several states are challenging the WOTUS replacement rule in court, but panel chair John Barrasso says almost half of the states are defending it. And the National Cattlemen's Beef Association highlighting federal programs that are available for cattle producers across the country being impacted by wildfires, hurricanes, drought, and other natural disasters. Find more information at ncba.org. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you. And today I'm talking about the new aid program for farmers from the USDA and the Trump administration after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
The Agriculture Department last Friday released details of a second round of COVID-19 aid for farmers. It'll pay up to $14 billion to growers of major crops such as corn, soybeans, and wheat, as well as livestock, dairy, and tobacco. President Trump announced the assistance on Thursday night at a campaign rally in Wisconsin. And the aid follows a $19 billion relief program announced in April to help U.S. farmers cope with disruptions to the food supply chain and plummeting demand from restaurants during the pandemic. But less than $10 billion of that $19 billion program has made its way out to recipients. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue said, "We listened to feedback received from farmers, ranchers, and agricultural organizations about the impact of the pandemic on our nation's farms and ranches, and we developed a program to better serve the nation's farmers and ranchers." But it's not all that easy. It's a little bit complicated, so listen to the few details I'll be able to offer. The administration, incidentally, was criticized for the $28 billion spent over 2018 and 19 to compensate farmers for lost sales during the tariff war with China. The new aid package will largely be funded by the Commodity Credit Corporation. That's a program that goes back to the Depression era, created to support farm income. Funds from the corporation do not need to be approved by Congress. And the USDA also said that up to $100 million in aid for tobacco farmers will come from the Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act. That was welcomed by Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina, who thanked President Trump and Secretary Perdue for helping farmers in his state. But based on the government's latest harvest projections, farmers could receive about 23 cents a bushel for corn, 31 cents a bushel for soybeans. That's according to figures from the USDA and the American Farm Bureau Federation. And the program also allows farmers to apply for aid at $15 per acre for major row crops such as corn, soybeans, and wheat. The USDA said that major row crops were eligible for the program because the national average price for them fell at least 5% between January and late July. But prices have rallied sharply since then, with a surge in buying from China pushing soybean futures higher, the highest level in more than 2 years, and corn trading at the highest level in more than 6 months. But what about some of the other payments? Hog farmers will be paid about $23 per pig, and about 20 meat plants were closed in April because of COVID-19, which really shook up the livestock markets because packing plants weren't open to take the hogs and the pigs when they were ready. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group. Be safe and be well.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
KNDY.
Yield and protein have been prized by soybean buyers. Boosting oil and protein content without lowering yields is coming on Successful Farming Radio.
Stay out in front with the consistent performance of Asgrow brand soybeans. Ask your dealer how much further you can grow when Asgrow leads the way.
Acre to acre, year to year, generation to generation, nobody scrutinizes performance like you do. And acre to acre, year to year, generation to generation, the consistent performance of Asgrow brand soybeans helps to keep your profitability out in front, offering leading agronomic expertise and 100% exclusive genetics for strong yield potential. Ask your dealer how much further you can grow when Asgrow leads the way. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Development has always focused on yield, protein, or oil. Historically, through traditional breeding, we've been able to increase one or two of those components, but at the detriment of another. Emerging trait technologies and enhancing photosynthesis are changing the composition of the bean beyond what traditional breeding can do. Han Chin is the CEO of ZCal, a seed trait technology company in San Diego. He says through their photo seed trait, they've been able to increase both oil, primarily in the form of heart-healthy oleic acids, and the protein content of the soybean.
And we were able to do this because we were also increasing the plant's photosynthesis, meaning that the plant was able to fix more CO2, fix more sunlight, and we were able to make that additional energy available into the form of higher oil and higher protein so that the plants were not necessarily sacrificing yield to create a better bean.
Chen says they've increased the per acre production of oil by 18% and protein by 3% without any penalty to seed yield. He's hoping this will become the new soy standard, which could provide new revenues for everyone involved, from the farmer to exports.
Because when you have more oil in a bean, it's just more profitability for the crushers and for the processors. When you're able to get more protein, you know, the resulting protein meal is more valuable for livestock operators as an animal feed. It's more valuable for our international exports.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the push to increase soybean oil and protein at agriculture.com.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5.
Valley Vet Supply.
Hello and good Monday afternoon. I'm Sam Stack with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the midday point here, we're still seeing sharply lower numbers through the stock market as well as all across the ag commodity boards. We'll start with the grains first as the wheat complex taking quite the hit today. December Kansas City wheat started over $5 this morning, now down 20 cents to 484 and a quarter. March into the new year sitting at $4.95 a bushel. That's also down 20 cents. Corn with sharp losses as well, near double digit. December corn right now down 9.5 to 3.69. And March into next year, down 9 cents at 3.78.5. Soybeans also with a sharp drop off today. November beans sitting at $10.25 a bushel. That's down 18.5. January down 17.25, sitting at $10.30. Soybean meal also sharply down. October drops 3.20 to 3.34.20. And October soy oil sitting at 34.39. That's a drop of 84 points. Cotton complex, nothing but red, as October cotton down 20 points at 63.96 and similar losses beyond that. In the livestock, we do see September feeder cattle back into the positive territory, only up a nickel at $140.92. Beyond that, red numbers as October feeder sitting at 141.70. That's down 72 cents. Nothing but red for the live cattle. October live cattle down 82 at 106.52. December down 135 at $110.50. And lower numbers for the hogs. October lean hogs down 70 at 65.80. Energy markets are also sharply weaker. October natural gas is down 21 cents at 183, but slight gains beyond that. Sharp losses for heating oil down 5 at 111. Unleaded gas loses 6 cents a gallon at 117. And October crude oil drops 215, sitting at 38.96. Look at the stock market here at the midday. The Dow Jones now down 722 at 26,935 as the September sell-off continues. S&P 500's down 64 at 3,255. And the NASDAQ right now down nearly 1%, a 102 drop at 10,691. Sam's back with the latest markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty at Ford is offering you a two-for-one. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty at Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. Two-for-one. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's two-for-one deals.
The only station with 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.